Still, even when clothed, being near men makes my heart race and my back sweat. The fear of what lies between their thighs is ever present in my mind, and no amount of clothing is ever going to fix that. But I'm determined to overcome my fear. It's been 6 years since the demon wars, and I've spent almost 5 years in rehabilitation facilities. I've attended thousands of therapy sessions and have thrown myself into every trade program offered. I want my life to mean something. And when I saw an open facility manager position, I just knew I had to apply for it. My life is going to mean something. I'm making sure of it. I'll be assigned to a rehabilitation facility, and I'll be the voice of the women inside. Even after all these years, there are still so many women who rely on the therapy and trade programs they offer. It's doubtful they'll ever choose to leave, which I can't blame them for. It'll be my job to ensure their needs are being met and to communicate with the shifters and elves who manage the programs. I'll be making a difference. The portal continues to buzz, the blue haze pulsating. It's been programmed to take me to the shifter headquarters, to Echo's office. I've met her twice during my interviews, but she still makes me nervous. While she's never been anything short of kind, being in her mere presence is overwhelming. She was never purchased, never mistreated by men. And she was raised with confidence. She speaks louder than I'd ever dare to. And she carries herself in a way I can only dream of doing myself. Not to mention her influence. Her brother is Chev, who everybody knows is the leader of the Bear Shifters. He worked directly with the demons and elves to execute the retrieval of the purchased females. He and Echo are the reason I am no longer owned by those men. It's intimidating. I swallow past the lump in my throat, knowing I need to leave. I can't be late for my first day of work. I was provided a female escort for both of my interviews, but now that I am officially an employee, I have clearance to travel alone. It's terrifying. The two guards in the portal room stare at me, their eyes darting questioningly between me and the portal. But they make no moves to intervene, as I square my shoulders and lift my chin. It's now or never. I step into the blue haze, my heart pounding as I'm teleported to Echo's office. I pause to catch my breath once I'm on the other side. I don't think I'll ever get used to that feeling, and I succumb to a full-body shiver as I catch my bearings. The buzzing from the portal vanishes as it's shut down, and I pat my hips and smooth down the front of my sweater. I wasn't sure what to wear, but everybody was dressed casual during my interviews. I hope my black sweater and long skirt are appropriate. I typically wear baggy clothing. Something to cover the generous curves most nymph women are burdened with. But today's clothing is tighter. I'm already regretting the color, though. My hair is light and it stands out against the black fabric. I pick one of the long strands out of the fibers and clench it within my fist. Vanessa! I plaster a wide smile on my lips as I turn toward Echo's receptionist. She's a friendly woman, a deer shifter with delicate features and a kind smile, and she tucks a piece of auburn hair behind her ear as I approach her desk. I can't remember her name. Good morning, I say by way of greeting. Her smile widens. Echo stepped out for an urgent meeting, but she should be back shortly. You can wait here. She gestures for me to sit in one of the chairs beside.